This podcast is for hoteliers who, like us, are tired of the status quo and want to shake things up in a big way. We exist to help you transform your properties through powerful marketing and sales strategies. My name is Joe Gray, and this is Hotel Launch. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, I want to talk about the rebrand. As you can now tell, we are called Hotel Launch instead of the Hotel Collective. And I'm going to explain why I did this today and what kind of the future looks like from here on out. But basically, I think that for a long time, well, I decided to rebrand a while back because I wanted to get a broader audience listening to the podcast, because I was still doing a lot of sales episodes, but I wanted to get more and more people involved. But I realized that I can do this in a different way. And I just kind of lost steam. You know what I mean? When you feel like you kind of lose the vision of what you're trying to accomplish. And I feel like when it was the Hotel Collective, I started to kind of lose the vision of what I was trying to accomplish with this podcast. And so our new, obviously, we've kind of changed everything up, and our kind of new slogan is that, you know, this podcast is for the 1% crazy, the 1% who are, you know, want to shake things up in a big way. And we exist to help hoteliers transform their properties through powerful marketing and sales strategies. And that's kind of how we started, right? Like, that's, if you go back and listen to, you know, the majority of our episodes are about sales and marketing. And I guess I kind of went away from that for a little bit, but I want to go back to it because I felt like I had a lot more energy towards it when I was doing it that way. And I think I lost a step when I changed it and tried to get a broader audience. And so I'm going back to the marketing and sales strategies, which I think is interesting because I think you can, there's still, first of all, obviously, it's very important that everyone does their job well, or else you can't sell a hotel, right? You can't sell rooms in a hotel. If the rooms are dirty, it doesn't make sense to, you know what I mean? It's very hard to market and sell that product. It's the same if the front desk is, you know, not orderly and not doing their job, right? And so it's, every single person plays a role. And so I think that this still applies to everyone. It's just, it is more sales and marketing focused, but I like the marketing aspect because I think that how you market your hotel is, there's branding as part of that. And so I think we can still talk about operations. We can still talk about those other things because it's all part of it, right? But I think this gives me, this gets me a little bit more excited, this kind of hotel launch. Like, we're here to help you transform your property, to help you transform your hotel. And obviously I'll still be talking, and I hope to bring on more people who have great advice, who, you know, who have been in this space for a long time or who are just getting started. Sometimes the best ideas come through the people who are just getting started, who haven't been taught all of the old ways of doing things. And so I think there's something to be said about that as well. So anyways, that's kind of the outlook of what this podcast will be going forward. We want to talk about powerful marketing and sales strategies, how you can take your hotel from the bottom to the top, or from the middle to the top, or even if you're doing really well, how you can do even better, right? That's what this is all about, trying new things and exploring new avenues to improve and increase, you know, scores at your hotels, revenue, room nights, ADR, whatever it is, right? And I'll talk a lot about corporate sales and group sales and direct response marketing, I think, is really interesting. And so I'll continue to talk about these things. But yeah, that's kind of the reason for the rebrand, is just I felt like we didn't really have a direction with the Hotel Collective. Like, we were just collecting information. I don't know. And I felt like whenever I'd make a sales and marketing episode, it was like almost like this doesn't really jive with the Hotel Collective vision. And I didn't really jive with the Hotel Collective vision. It was more of me just trying to appeal to a broader audience, which is not what I want to be, is not where I want to go. And so I'm excited to get back to the roots of this and to push forward in kind of that this new direction slash old direction, kind of like what we were doing before. But I think there's something cool about hotel launch. Like, it's, there's something exciting about it, right? And I'm a big believer in that. I believe that if you change things, if you start doing the right strategies, the right tactics, that you can launch off your hotel pretty quickly. And you can turn things around. And obviously it still takes time. Like, I'm not just going to say like overnight, but I do think that like when you start doing the right things, you notice differences. And then you start doing the right things for a long time, that's when things transform and things change. So I'm excited to get into this and to continue to make content around marketing and sales and kind of to get that passion and that excitement that I originally had for this podcast back. So anyways, I hope you guys stay tuned. We've got a lot of good stuff coming, a lot of fun stories, a lot of good strategies and tactics that we're going to be talking about in the future that can help your hotels and help you as hoteliers make more money and produce more revenue and get more room nights and get more corporate accounts, get more group accounts. Just excited for what's to come. So, and I'll just continue to kind of tell our story along the way and kind of just, it's kind of nice for me too. It's almost like a mini journal. Like, I can just talk about what's happening kind of on a daily/weekly basis. So anyways, hope you guys stay tuned in and I hope you guys are patient with me as I continue to, I know I've rebranded this multiple times now, but it's all just part of, and I think that's what's funny is that like, oh, just stick to something. It's like, well, honestly, this podcast is kind of a test in and of itself. Like, if you guys notice, this podcast is a marketing tool for me, right? It's a marketing and sales tool. And not only, here's the thing, when I first started this, I actually felt like it motivated me a lot because I had to like have things to talk about. So I would work harder during the day and it would keep me accountable. I felt like I almost had like an accountability partner. And so I started to work harder and discover things and learn things and share them. And like, it really made that a lot easier and a lot more smooth, which was really cool. And so, there's something to be said about that, but also I think it's a marketing and sales tool for me because like, then this is what I think you guys should be kind of noting as well. Like in your emails, in your interactions, in your, you know, whatever you're doing for your own sales stuff, if you're using LinkedIn, stuff like that, like I use this to kind of tell our story and for people to get to know us. And so they'll trust me so that they'll want to work with me and with our company, right? Like that's part of this podcast. And I think that that's what's interesting about you. If you're doing sales or marketing or you're a general manager, you can utilize LinkedIn in a very similar way where you can start posting and you can let people, you can share updates and people can start to get to know you, these travel managers, in more than just like a, hey, here's an email exchange way. Or even if you are doing email marketing, you can tell them stories and bring them into the hotel, right? Through kind of a virtual lens and build trust without even being face to face. And so that when they do have a need, they come to you because they already trust you. They feel like they know you. And that's what's interesting about a podcast, which is very similar to any type of content creation with LinkedIn, even with email marketing, with whatever you're doing. There is this like, there's a virtual way of having, it's like a one-to-many approach, right? Because obviously there's the one-to-one approach where you can get to know people. And I learned this from Russell Brunson. He does ClickFunnels. And people feel like they know him without them ever having met him before. And I think that that's what's interesting about like all this technology is that you can utilize that, right? Like you can do things like this where, you know, maybe you get creative and do a podcast, but even just like posting on LinkedIn, doing email marketing, telling your stories, like that stuff makes people get to know you in a one-to-many circumstance where they feel like they're getting to know you on a one-to-one, you know, in a one-to-one relationship. And so I think that's interesting. So I hope you guys can kind of see what's going on here because I think it'll also help you in your sales efforts and your marketing efforts and what you're trying to do. It's all branding, right? So anyways, maybe I just exposed us, but I think that that's an important principle, that technology, like, you can utilize this stuff to build trust with people before. And that's what's cool, is that you can build trust with people in a way that's like very personalized. And then you give them so much value that they actually are like, man, I really trust this person, before they've ever even spoken to you. And so when the negotiation comes, or when the deal comes, it's so much easier to close that person because you already have a relationship with them. Does that make sense? I think it's interesting. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and I hope you guys are excited, as excited for the rebrand as I am. And yeah, have a great rest of your day, everyone. Bye. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in today. We recently just launched a new program. It's called the Hotel Launch Program. This program allows our team to come in and do sales for your hotel for you. It costs $5,000 for 3 months, which is less than you'd pay a front desk agent. And we guarantee that you'll make at least $5,000 back. So it's basically a free investment. And we believe you'll actually make more than that, especially in the long run, a lot more than that. So if you're interested, go to www.saleshop.io/hotel launch and join the program today.